and creating automatically that entry in an online world inside Azure Active Directory. Then there is another business which is called directory authentication. It is very, very simple. If I'm logging in into Skype for Business Online Services, where do I want my authentication to happen? Do I want it to happen online using Azure Active Directory, or do I want it to authenticate against on-premise deployment? So purely based on your requirement, you can either use Azure Active Directory sync tool, which has capability to take your passwords. Because if I do not bring your passwords into online, I won't be able in online authenticate you. So if I start syncing your passwords, this means I now can actually authenticate you. And in case if you decided that, you know what, I'm not ready to completely go to the environment where my online environment will be authenticating, I will be using ADFS, basically services, for authentication. Now, the very kind of common question we got from our customers, in the past, we were actually stating that to do the hybrid, you had to have Deer Sync and you had to have ADFS service. It's no longer the case. So you can, for directory synchronization, use Azure Active Directory sync service, and also you can use password sync to synchronize a password. Okay, so that's all stated. It is publicly available information. It's available on TechNet, so please refer to that. It is available. So you would say, great. Oh, I'll remove the laser pointer. What kind of options do I have? Let's say I've sorted out the directory question. I do whatever services, I synchronize users, and I've decided to bring it across. What I found that a lot of us referring to Skype for Business as it's a Skype for Business, but that's actually wrong. We cannot refer to Skype for Business anymore because there is at least three products called Skype. It is a Skype consumer. Skype consumer is a completely different world. It lives separately, has nothing to do with us in an enterprise world. It's a consumer-grade product, Skype. So we have to be very specific when we actually refer to the services. There is a Skype for Business Online. It is a Microsoft-hosted service in a public cloud, multi-tenanty, across shared infrastructure inside your tenant. So when you're referring to Skype for Business, be more specific. Skype for Business Online. And there is a product called Skype for Business Server. And to be more precise, 2015, right? If you go to TechNet, you'll see all documentation refers to it, Skype for Business Server 2015. Again, when I hear Skype for Business Server, it also builds my expectations that that's on-premise deployment. It is a different product. It's not online. Why it's... First of all, it's really important to understand and to call the products correct way, but also those products are kind of a little bit different. We do not have yet the parity and the functionality between on-premise product and online product. Yes, it is intention of Microsoft to bring more functionality into online cloud. And if you are a Microsoft customer or partner, you've got NDA signed with us, I'm sure Microsoft will be happy to discuss with you, show you some of the roadmaps, and we can share with you some of the features and functionalities that actually we bring into the products over time. That's unfortunately not public yet. We can do that. But so far, the products are different. But, and as Paul mentioned during his session, we refer to cloud, PBX. It's all in the cloud running as a Skype for Business Online. But it does not necessarily provide or feature rich functionality for on-premise deployment, right? So I want to make sure you guys understand. If I'm after very rich replacement for my telephony today, you have to go to on-premise. And the only way into on-premise is your Skype for Business server. So please be more specific when you call the products by their names. So three ways we can deploy. We can go online. We can go on-premise, or we can go into hybrid. Now, what is the right choice? There is no right choice. It really depends on what kind of functionality I want to use. How I personally do. I don't kind of position with my customers anymore, it is online or it is on-premise. For me, it is Skype for Business, kind of. from the understanding perspective. So I, as a customer now, only need to think of where do I land my users? And I land my users based on their demand and requirements for functionality. If you are a very lightweight user, IAM and presence is the only thing you need, bit of calling, and if you're hardly hitting the office, maybe once or twice a quarter, all may actually host you online because most of the time you're outside, you're on the road, you don't need to come here into and hit my infrastructure. But if you are a very power-rich user, you're using a lot of calling functionality, you are inside, I need to have a lot of control, or actually what do you call, where do you call, how do you call, I need your logs, et cetera, et cetera. As of today, I will more than likely land you into Sky for Business on-premise, right? So the real decision is, it's not which product I take. The real decision should be done. Depends on what I use, I will actually land on a very specific product. And that hybrid is the one that help us to bring this together and to give you choice to actually move user from one environment to another. So let's have a look at the Sky for Business Online. Basically, it is a service that runs from Microsoft public data center inside your tenant. It's a multi-tenanted platform. It's not really the same platform. Sky for Business Online, it's not the Sky for Business server you have. It's a little bit different. If you're familiar with the Link Hosted Pack, that's what it was. Link Hosted Pack was actually taken out of Office 365, was packaged as a package and given to some of the service providers to host them. That's what it is, right? What it does, doesn't provide some of the functionality of quality of service, call admission control, some enhanced telephony functionality. It does not. Of course, intention to get Skype for Business Online and Skype Server to the same parity level of the functions. But it takes time, right? It's not overnight we're going to get them together. And there are some cases, which is very, very important for you to understand, that it has limitations the way we actually support and implement. Some of the limitations are that if you're running a multiple user forests, you cannot have connected them to one Skype for Business tenant. You cannot have one domain, SIP domain, across your multiple user forests, right? So we demand, if you have one tenant, you have got your Skype for Business online, with the SIP domain, it has to be single user forest at remote end and customer end. It cannot be actually resource forest, or it cannot be multiple forests in place. That's a product kind of capability in place. We'll go through this a little bit later in more detail. So how it is deployed, we have on-premise deployment of Active Directory, and that's all. There is nothing else is deployed on-premise. Everything else is deployed inside your tenant. So you have got your Azure Active Directory tenant, you have got your Edge servers and front ends. Now, you have your users that are actually sitting on the internet and users that are sitting inside your corporate network, they all connecting to the Edge. Office 365 have an Edge. You don't connect to the front end server. So every time when you go into Skype for Business, you actually connect to the Edge, and then Edge will proxy your connection back into the front end server. Modalities are available. IAM and presence, you can run a conferencing. If you would like to have a PSTN, you've got choices of audio conferencing services provider, or soon we're going to be launching some of the Microsoft capability into the stack, where you can take some Microsoft numbers from in US at this stage. And we will bring that cloud PBX functionality where if you are in US, you can take a Microsoft telephone number assigned to the user, or if you are around the world, you can use some of your on-premise lines and assign to your online. So the idea is I don't have anything on my on-premise environment. The only thing I have are users, right? So this is where you really need to understand what is an impact I have on my internet connection and what is an impact I have to my infrastructure. Because it is very important to understand whenever I bring Skype for Business user onto my network, I immediately have big change. And the big change is it affects my network, it affects my infrastructure, affects my uplinks, it affects my internet links, because user then can do voice and video and sharing. It's not just the calling, right? So you need to really understand how the user is going to be consuming the services. It's kind of going back to the concept of understand what they're going to consume and then design environments to support them. Sky for Business on-premise. It's not as complex. It is. We've been doing this for years. Link 2013 or Sky for Business. It can be in a single AD. It can be in a resource forest. Can be multiple forests. Fully supported with Exchange on-premise. Fully supported with Exchange online. Oh, since we're talking about Exchange, in this configuration, what I haven't put it in because it was too much space to put on a drawing. We, of course, support SharePoint Online and Exchange Online. It is supported, you can keep it. The only thing which is not supported, your Exchange on-premise. So if you have got, by some way, Exchange sitting somewhere here on-premise, we will not support that deployment. Be very careful with that. Okay? So when you go into the Skype for Business server on-premise, it can be on-premise, Exchange can be online, it can be on-premise, Exchange can be on-premise, right? Exchange officially is the only supported platform for voicemail, unified messaging. We cannot hook any other voicemail messages into Skype for Business on-premise. So you really need to be now what you're doing. If you don't have Exchange, unified messaging, and if you're replacing your telephony, and if you have a voicemail, you need to be thinking what something I have to do if I'm going to plan to replace my voicemail. And it comes with all the benefits. Again, this is no different to what Skype for Business on-premise does to Link 2013 server. Same environment, you design the pools, they are on-premise, you design an edge, design reverse proxy, and then you start placing your users either inside the organization or either outside of organization. You can use your voice gateways, deploy the voice infrastructure, and you can start bringing a telephony line. And if you come tomorrow to the session, we'll dive a little bit deeper into the integration options of how actually you can integrate into telephony lines or into existing telephony PBXs. What are the kind of pros and cons when I start interoperating and living with those devices on the network, right? So it's a single AD forest, one of the options. You can go, yes, I've got single forest, multiple domains, it doesn't matter. What people sometimes get a little bit mixed up, you can have single forest, you can have multiple SIP domains. And Skype for Business server, as Link 2013 server, as Link 2010 server, can support multiple SIP domains. There is no problem with that. So the forest is the one that actually matters. If you are running a resource forest model, there are some deployments where customers are sitting in a resource forest, where all the servers are sitting in a resource forest, or users are in a resource forest, and servers and somewhere else. We can support on-premise deployment. Now, why? Because we are in a control. We can talk, we can establish the trust. It's a one-way trust if you have got Skype for Business server. If you're trying to actually inject Exchange into this sort of environment, you need to establish two-way trust. There's a tons of documentation being written on this topic. There's no difference to what we have done with Link 2013 to actually what Skype for Business will do. Absolutely no difference from the architecture perspective. So let's take it to the next step, kind of explore it a little bit more, because what we come across situations where some of our customers expressed kind of willingness to say, look, I don't want to host it. I want to go to Skype for Business on-premise. I want to go to the server mode, but I don't want to have it. I don't really want to deal with that. I either buy it as an infrastructure as a service, which means someone hosts my environment in his data center, I manage it, or some of them even go further and saying, you know what, let someone host it, let someone manage it, let someone operate, I'm just going to use it, consume it as a service. Right? So there are two models for that operation. The model is when you go to the resource forest through the service provider, everything in red, I'm going to stay like this so you can see, guys. Everything in red indicates it can be located in the data center of the service provider. It can be even located on the customer premise. The question is who takes responsibility of it, who maintains and who manages it, right? So the service provider can be in a resource forest. It's a kind of de facto, default deployment of them. And why? Because they kind of want to be in the control of their environment. Because if I'm a service provider, if I have to provide you the service, guess what's going to happen? I will have SLA, and if I don't meet my SLA, I'm going to have a penalties. And I don't want to pay your penalties, guess what? That's my resource forest. You can't do anything, Mr. Customer, to that. It's great. We will establish one-way trust, and it's a well-documented approach where you create your accounts, of user accounts inside resource forest, you disable them, you put some kind of identity that synchronizes those accounts. There's number of them, number of solutions. We're not fussy about what it is. As long as it can synchronize specific attributes in the Active Directory, and basically what will happen every time users sitting out